Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Have you built walls in hopes of creating protection from pain and suffering? Are the walls actually keeping you safe? Do they protect you, or are they hindering your experience of life? What do these walls prevent you from experiencing is the question that I want you to ask yourself. What are you cheating yourself from by hiding behind them? Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Our tool for today's show is Demo Your Walls. The walls that I'm talking about today are the emotional walls that we build. There are primarily two reasons we build walls that I want to mention here. One is we build walls to block out that which we perceive as fearful and painful. The other is we build walls out of the fears we face and transform when we hold them in our focus as trophies. Let's talk about the walls we build to block out things that we fear and cause pain first. When we perceive that a situation or experience is going to cause us pain, we do everything in our power to avoid it. Now, there may be no factual evidence that we're going to be hurt, but in our minds, we call upon past experiences that may have some similarities, and we create stories around whatever's going on, and up go the walls. We build these walls, and they actually prevent us from experiencing the situation in the present moment. We create a space behind these walls that feels safe. However, these same walls that we think are keeping the pain from coming to visit us are locking those dark emotions that we hope to avoid deep down in our bodies. We are not preventing the negativity from affecting us. We are shoving those emotions deeper, building a wall around them, trapping them within, and tricking ourselves into thinking we will no longer have to look at that fear or that pain. They are still with us, only now they're trapped in our physical body. We've built these walls to protect ourselves, and all we're really doing is preventing the pain and the negativity from healing. Science is now proving that these trapped emotions are primary reasons and causes for physical illness and disease. The other primary way that we build walls is found in people who are on a personal growth path. They've learned how to transform these negative emotions into something that serves their well-being. However, many people focus so much on the beauty of that transformation that they see them as trophies, and instead of healing and releasing the negative emotions, they hold on to them, and you know, so that they can see this transformation, so that they can have proof that they got through it. In doing this, they have a constant reminder of the fear they transformed. They have built a wall of transformed fears on which they can focus, and as you know, what we focus on, we attract more of. So how free are they really? So how do these negative emotions begin? We already mentioned one of the ways, and that is by our allowing the past to define what our current or upcoming situations might be. Another way these emotions begin is our interpretation of other people's words and actions. There's many other ways as well, but these are the two most common ones. We sometimes are faced with words or actions from others that do not resonate with our ego's definition of who we are or what we should be. The ego, not the other person's words or actions, create the pain and suffering we sometimes experience. When we release the ego's hold on us, we can see through the eyes of our essence. When we can observe someone's opinions and thoughts with open minds and hearts from our essence, we can open ourselves to truth and learning, even if our understanding is not in agreement with the other person. When we experience and express from our essence, we do not fall into that need to be right. We do not need everyone else to agree with us. We can have our own understanding and be perfectly fine with the opinions others have, even if those opinions are different from ours. To see all of life with an all-is-well attitude, to not judge and see the other person as wrong, or if you flip that around, to see the other person as more right than you, to just be okay with what they believe, just as you're perfectly confident in what you believe, to see all this with no judgment is a very peaceful and loving place to be for yourself and for that other person. And to allow your thoughts and opinions freedom to grow and evolve stretches your entire being as well. When you can be in that space emotionally and mentally, when you can know that all is well, you have found the safety and the comfort that you thought those walls were going to build. Your ultimate safety and comfort come from the transformation of negative emotions and then releasing them, not from the walls. When we face our fears and step into that which we fear, we transform the fear into a resource that serves us. The fear can either become a building block, which we can use to build that wall, or the lesson from the transformation can become an integral part of our foundation upon which we build our entire lives. The poet Christopher Poindexter wrote, "We build castles from our fears and sleep in them like kings and queens." There is much truth in this quote. When those fears are used as walls, I believe this quote is the illusion that we create that the walls are keeping us safe. When we transform our fears and use the learning as a resource, we truly create a safe and comfortable experience. Not that illusion that the walls are keeping us safe, but the truth that our authenticity is keeping us safe. When we feel safe, we really can sleep like kings and queens. Even if those walls are built from our fears, we can relax behind them only for a short while and find comfort and relaxation only for a little bit. We all need moments of comfort and safety as part of our psychological makeup. That's truth. In Maslow's hierarchy, safety and comfort are part of the foundation levels that we absolutely need to have in place before we can ever expand our lives. However, it is not the walls that we build to keep fear out that provide comfort and safety for us. It is our inner being, our essence, our strength, our love, our inner peace, our self-confidence, our trust in self. Many more positive things that we have within that really do create pure safety. It is in these things, when we open awareness to them and express them to ourselves and others, that we empower our foundation. Our empowered foundation is where we find authentic comfort and safety. No wall can provide that for us. The problem with the walls of protection that we build from our fears is that we get so comfortable behind them, we stop moving forward. Our growth is hindered, and our comfort zones begin to shrink. We stop growing and learning. The illusion that gets many of us is that to hide from the fear keeps it away from us. In hiding, we actually just end up discovering more that we fear. To grow and learn causes us to change, and change creates fear due to that unknown aspect. So we settle into the comfort zone that we have built. The universe and everyone in it, including you, are constantly expanding and creating, so these walls do not remain protection for long. As we evolve, we change. As we change, we face new fear, and the walls that once appeared to be protection become limits and hinder our growth and our learning and our life expansion. These walls, as strong and secure as they may seem, soon begin closing in on us and prove to be nothing more than temporary shelters from the fears and the stressors that we're trying to avoid. When I first considered this line of thinking, I actually got an image of the walls built out of fears that were transformed. For me, the blocks that formed from the fear that I transformed, they looked like these huge blocks of crystal. They were absolutely beautiful. You know, I looked at the transformation process it took to make the blocks, and to be honest, that part of the vision felt pretty nice. You know, I love transformation, and I truly believe we can transform everything from our fears to our perceptions to even our past by simply looking through the eyes of love and seeing it all differently. By allowing our authentic selves a chance to come forward and be our touchstone, we can see and experience life differently. Building these walls, though, even out of these beautiful crystal results of the transformative process, create another issue for us. In order for us to use these transformed fears as blocks, we still have to hold on to them for them to be usable. We have to guard them so they don't turn back into fears. We have to keep watch and be diligent or all of our fears could restore themselves to their original form, and we would have to start all over again. If we are holding on to these blocks and making sure they do not change back into fear, how transformed are they really? And how comfortable are we while standing guard over them? It is difficult to let go of what we have transformed because at first the transformation process is something to be grateful for. And by all means, be grateful for it. You have faced a fear, you have overcome the fear, and you probably did sleep like kings and queens behind those walls for a little while. But in order to have the walls in place, you have to hold the fears as something real and present in your mind so the transformed product can protect you. So let's take this visual image just a bit further before we move on. Once we have built these walls, we have in essence imprisoned ourselves inside. We have successfully trapped ourselves where we are. We have no way to grow and expand. Remember, growth and expansion require change, and that often moves us to fear again, fear of the unknown. It's easy to think that we have created a paradise of sorts because we have turned our fear into something constructive. But what about the rest of the amazing life that is outside of our walls? How do we live and expand and elevate all of our life if we're hiding behind these walls? Well, we've talked about this here before. If we are not growing our life experience, then our life experience is shrinking. Sticking with this visual of transformation fear into building, transforming fear into building blocks, what do you do next with that next fear that pops up? And then the next one after that, and the one after that. If you are trapped inside those walls, where are you going to put those new fears, even if you transform them? The truth is, we're going to face fear no matter where we are. Fear is going to pop up. Anything new, any change, has fear involved in it. These fears of what will happen if someone tries to take the walls away can cause greater fear to come in. What will happen if you stop standing guard of these beautiful walls that you've built around you? What will happen if you're not strong enough to keep the walls standing? You know, it can go on and on and on. Your fears and your mind and your ego can play all kinds of scenarios in your head. You can create fears that don't even belong there. If you have already built a wall strong enough and complete enough to protect you from everything outside, the only place for these new fears to go, even if you transform them, are up against the walls that you've already created in your castle. This causes the safe space that you have inside those walls to shrink even further. With each new block you add, you're building a new wall, and another fear comes in, and then you put another block in that line, and then you start a new line, and you create a new wall. It just goes on and on and on, and before you know it, the wall is so close to you that you are smothered. You just can't move. Your crystalline castle has completely closed in around you, and you've created what turns out to be a beautiful prison. The story of a woman suffering from extreme agoraphobia comes to mind here. That word's tough for me to say sometimes. This woman began as most of us do. She has a job. She had a life that seemed pretty normal by today's definitions. She seemed to be living well and healthy, and all seemed really well for her, not only to the people in her life, but to her as well. You know, they all seemed, everything looks normal. Somewhere along the line, something happened to her which made her workplace feel unsafe. So she began working from home, and she only ventured out to go to the grocery store, the bank occasionally, a few other errands here and there. And then she got out in her yard, and she worked in her yard and really enjoyed that part of it. After a while, something happened that made her feel unsafe again, and so she was not even able to go to the bank or the grocery store and all of that. So she figured out how to do everything online that was possible. She ordered her groceries online, and the groceries were delivered to her. And before too long, her comfort zone shrank again, and she wasn't comfortable greeting the delivery guy at the door. So he would have to leave the groceries on the front porch, and once he left, she would go out and get them. Soon the interactions with the postman became unsafe, and with any other human became unsafe, and before long her comfort zone collapsed to her yard and her home. Wasn't too long after that, she started feeling unsafe in her yard, so it became her home. When her family found her, she had created this comfort zone that was her closet. That was the only place she could be and feel safe. While this is an extreme case, none of the changes in her interpretation of safety and comfort were caused by external traumas. It was her perception of her surroundings that changed. It was her fears that grew because she was so focused on what she was afraid of. It was still the same house and the same yard that she lived in for years, yet additional fears caused her comfort zone to continue shrinking, and she had to adjust. She had to build new walls to protect her. The same can occur anytime we hide behind walls. It may not be this extreme, but be aware that the same thing can occur. Whether it be behind walls of fear or behind walls of those beautiful crystalline blocks of transformed fears, maybe it's a castle, maybe it's a mansion that you've created around you. If it is walls to protect you from outside sources, they're going to begin closing in. Now, I'm not a huge fan of allowing fear to stop us. If you've listened to the show before, you know that. However, I am not, you know, I'm not a fan of building those walls. You know, those fears seem real sometimes, but they truly are illusions. When we focus on the fears, transformed or not, we have made the fears real. What we focus on is what we attract more of into our lives. Let me define fear for you here before we go on. Fear simply stands for future events appearing real. Some people like to say false evidence appearing real. When we focus on fear, we give it credibility, and we create the things that builds these walls around us and stops us from moving forward. That wall may offer an initial feeling of security and safety. I'll give you that. But folks, it also stops us from living life fully. Instead of building the walls, we can consider this. We can acknowledge the fear. We can look within and find our inner courage and our strength, and we can use those resources to transform the fear into something that we can learn from. We can trust ourselves to be okay always. We can place our focus on the strength and courage and love and trust that we hold within. And yes, we all have these traits, and folks, they are powerful when we allow them to be. Trusting ourselves requires that we know we have everything we need inside of us to make it through every situation and to be safe and to find comfort. How awesome would it be to know without a doubt that you are going to move through every situation in your life with complete confidence, to know you are going to come through every situation in a way that serves your highest good, to know that nothing can ever stop you from succeeding? How much could you trust yourself if that were your absolute truth? I'm betting the answer is completely. Well, folks, let me tell you this. That is your truth. We often load our lives with expectations and conditions about how things are supposed to be, what it will take for them to be perfect, and so on. We limit how we react and what we can do because we add in judgments of what is right and wrong, even when there has never before been anyone who has done the same thing we are doing. We still identify what's right and what's wrong. Every team development program that I facilitate involves talking to the group at some point about how they are making up rules for the challenges that I give them in one or more situations that were never part of the original rules. We often think something should be a certain way, so we make up rules to accommodate those thoughts. When we do that, we limit ourselves tremendously. Let go of all your unfounded expectations and false perceptions. Transform your fears and release them, and fully trust yourself to be a strong, confident, and capable person who can easily and effortlessly move through life. Find your safety and comfort in the truth of you, not the walls that you've convinced yourself you need. Again, the safety and comfort that I'm talking about here is what's already inside of you. It's your incredible, authentic truth. Find comfort and safety in knowing that you are fully capable of handling every situation. Some of you may take comfort in knowing that we're all one with an amazing energy. Some people, me included, call it God. Some people call it universe. Some take solace in a spiritual or religious figure. Whatever your beliefs, though, the power of that belief manifests within you. And in that, there is comfort, there is safety, and there is peace. The truth of your ability to find comfort and safety for yourself without the walls has been proven over and over and over again in your life. You have survived whatever's been thrown at you. You're here. You might not like the way that you have lived your life. You may not like the way everything has turned out. You may not even like the life that you're living now. However, you survived it. That right there is proof of how strong you are. When we remove the walls, though, we stop surviving and we begin thriving. We stop hiding behind those illusions of safe walls, and we start living in the present moment. We're mindful of our power and our strengths, and we can release all of the fears, whether they're transformed or not. If you are looking at your past with regret, sadness, fear, or any other negative perception, transform those perceptions just as you do your fears. Look at your life. Look at you with love and see how well you actually did and how well you actually are. See how you grew and what you learned from your past, and know that you did something right. Something got you here. You moved beyond all those things that you thought were bad. You moved beyond all those things you thought were going to tear you down. You're here. If you are stuck in a negative situation now, consider, how can you see it differently? How can you empower yourself to move through it? Those are powerful questions to ask yourself. How can you see it differently? How can you shift your perception? How can you empower yourself to move through it? What do you have within you that has gotten you through everything else so far in life that you can bring forward right now? What can you replace that fear with? And the answer to that question is something you're going to find inside. There are choices that you can make here. You can change your perception of life of every life situation. You can change your perception of the way you handled all of your past life situations. You can choose a new way in moving forward, and those walls only serve as a hindrance to your life, so tear them down. The tool for today is actually demo your walls. So demo them, knock them down, open up space. You can find safety and comfort within you. Safety and comfort are not found in the security of a building or the softness of a bed. Those are physical things, and those can be taken away. The safety and comfort that serve your highest good, the safety and comfort we all need, is what is found within ourselves as we see our strengths instead of our fears. When we tune into our possibilities instead of our doubts, we find comfort. When we see all that is within our truth, there's absolutely no limit to the comfort and the safety and the peace that we give ourselves. Remove the walls that appear to be providing comfort and safety and anything good. Those walls are just illusions. Your true well-being is found when you rely on your inner truth. It is found when you live in wholeheartedness. And if you haven't heard me talk about that before, the wholeheartedness is the beautiful heart-mind connection. When they are in complete relationship, in complete synchronicity, complete balance. Trust in you. You are worthy of this. You are fully capable of doing this. And you are so deserving of living a life wide open. Demo those walls and know that all is well within you. Demo those walls and know that your true protection, your true safety, your true comfort come from within. Those walls are illusions, no matter how beautiful or ugly they may be. Tune into that truth. Honor the truth of you and allow your authentic self to live. Allow your authentic self to be your guide. As we talked about a minute ago, if you are tuned in and believe in and connected to that higher energy, that higher self, God, universe, if you're tuned into that, let that be your guide and just know that your connection to that power is within you. Demo those walls. Let go of the illusion and grab hold of your truth. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox group on Facebook. This is a group that I created and hope that people will go there and ask questions, begin conversations. I would love to see this group as a platform that we all can use to elevate love and peace throughout the world and in our own lives. I want you to use this group to empower your life journey, and in doing that, you very well may shine a light on how others can empower their own journey. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, my corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, emotional release work, energetic healing work, all kinds of stuff there for you to find. I invite you to share Life's Toolbox with this show, with your friends and your family. In fact, check out all the other shows here on Empower Radio and share those too. You're going to find many shows here that are just going to resonate and speak to you. In sharing the positive messages found here on Empower Radio, you are elevating the positive energy of this entire world. You are creating ripples that will carry love and peace throughout the universe. You are elevating the love and peace within you. As always, my deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. I also extend my sincere gratitude to Jag, my producer for today's show. He's another one of the amazing assets here on the Empower Radio family. Until next week and beyond, demo your walls and expand your life. See your truth and allow your authentic self to thrive. Love and peace.